This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm working. I got a note from somebody over the weekend said, "You make this sound so easy." And that has to do with the people who are working with me. So hats off to Jennifer Horn and Toria Keevan, Kara Schillen, who are here on the Good Day program. The argument I have with myself about whether to tell stories or to get involved in stories like this. I had the debate with the ladies a few minutes ago as to whether we should be talking about this former Stanford University student sentenced to 6 months in jail for sexually assaulting a woman who was unconscious. Over the weekend, a statement from the woman went viral. I think we have some Twitter coverage, Twitter at Good Day Show, and I'm going to ask Victoria where we are in all of our Twitter conversations. But with regard to this, so that if you don't know what the background is, last year this guy who is a star swimmer at Stanford was found to have assaulted a woman behind a dumpster after both of them attended a fraternity party on campus. He was arrested, charged, dropped out of school, found guilty of 3 felony sexual counts. The survivor's statement, which she read aloud to him in court, describes how she only found out about the details of the assault after reading about them in the newspaper. Now he registered as a sex offender. Good. But only 6 months? I guess I wonder about that, about what a lot of people think. I'm one who's pretty harsh on this stuff. I have the same feeling about these people as I do drug dealers and murderers and rapists and general ought to be in jail forever. That's the end. One, you don't really get another chance. This is premeditated. This, under the circumstances, ruins, and men don't really understand this. I mean, I can talk about it, and I can tell you how outraged I am about it, how fed up I am with reading these stories. They go on every year, these damn fraternity parties, and what goes on college campuses, football players, and what they get away with, and what happens at businesses, and, okay. Then somebody will say, well, women do it too. Well, you may find one woman out of 100 that might do this. And it isn't acceptable, and that's even a mild way of looking at it. This is the kind of stuff that, along with things like we've murdered 100 million of our kind in the last 100 years, makes me really think what the species is that I belong to. Because I don't recognize this behavior. I don't like it. I don't condone it. It's appalling. But yet it's part of the human condition. So, but and then you get down to the brass tacks of what you do about it. Is this guy 6 months? You may, what the, why even bother?
I just read an update on this that is making my stomach turn. His father has now issued a statement, and his father's quote is, "His son does not deserve to go to jail." He says, quote, "That is a steep price to pay for 20 minutes of action out of his 20 plus years of life."
Yeah, you scumbag.
And 20 minutes of action, that will completely just ruin a woman's life. Or at least, hopefully.
It's not going to affect it for a long time, one way or another.
It is so sad all the way around, though. This woman's been victimized. She doesn't even, she's had to read about being victimized. I mean, that's how she's remembering it. Mm-hmm. And, then you have this guy who, yeah, his life is ruined. I mean, does that mean that, is that a good, just punishment? Probably. But it's just sad that two lives that actually had a lot of potential are now ruined mm-hmm. because of terrible decision making. It's just, it's really,
drinking,
it's awful all the
drugs.
Way around. I don't admire any of their parents because that has to be awful to just think your kid's life has been completely altered because of whatever happened at that party. How stupid. Ugh.
Yep.
Yuck.
We seem to be using that. Are we going to be able to spell this out? Ugh. We're all using that now. Yuck. But it pretty much describes what's happening here, at least in my mind. It is sickening. All right. In a moment, the situation in California, Jennifer, tomorrow, will vote, and it'll make a difference for the first time in primaries for a long time.
Well, not the way I'm voting.
Not the way
you're
voting. For Democrats, it may make a difference. We'll talk about the California and New Jersey primary in a moment. You're on Good Day.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay. So I'm going to say this. I've said it before, and I may say it again. I may not say it again. I don't know. I'm just tired of reading the stuff that focuses on Trump and the stupid things that he says. Shut up about the Latino judge already. Shut up about all these other things that have nothing to do with what the real issues are, unless you want to lose. Because more and more people will say, okay, it was maybe a little bit fun at the beginning, and then people started saying, well, I feel that way too, and then it got over the top, and it's not necessary unless you're extraordinarily insecure, and that's kind of the way I'm looking at this. He's done a very good job in his business life. You know, does he have a few scandals here and there? Of course he does, because nobody, if you're as active as he's been trying to do things to make money, you're going to have stuff in your closet where things will become public that will be distracting. So, okay, let the suit over Trump University play out, but shut up about the judge, for God's sake. You sound stupid. The guy was born in Indiana, and he lived there, went to school there. His father and mother came from Mexico. I don't know whether they were legal or illegal, but this guy sure as heck is legal, so shut up about it already.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I am still in the Trump camp, but I think it's time for him to start giving people who aren't there, who are considering voting for him, a little more confidence.
A chance. Right. Yeah.
And so I think you've got to watch it. Now he's got to play a fine line, though. He's got to still stay true to himself, and tell it like it is.
The real him. I'm not even sure this is the real him. But I've given him the benefit of the doubt all around.
The thing that I find interesting, and this is not good for him, but I tend to not pay a whole lot of attention to him. I'm not a fan. But every time he talks about this lawsuit, all it does is reinforce the connection between a failed fake university and the Trump brand. He needs to disengage from this. He needs to let it go. Let it play out in the court. Enough. All you're doing is reinforcing that you were tied to something that was really unsuccessful.
All right, so Jen, tomorrow you'll vote.
Yes.
You'll vote for Trump. And maybe it doesn't mean he's got the nomination locked up.
Probably the biggest thing, though, that we're dealing with in California is that we finally, for the first time in a long time, have a vacant Senate seat to fill.
Barbara is out.
But yeah, Barbara Boxer is stepping down. And so there are actually 135 people running for Senate. Truly.
Really?
Of course. 34 of them are on the ballot because you have to spend, like, you know, $3,000 and have signatures to actually make it to the ballot. It kind of boils down to Kamala Harris, who is the odds-on favorite, and Loretta Sanchez, who's they're both Democrats.
Congressman.
On the Republican side, the top two candidates are Tom Delbocaro and Duff Sunheim. I will be voting for Tom Delbocaro. I actually moderated a debate between Duff and Tom Delbocaro and was impressed with him. He likes the flat tax system. I think a lot of things that you and I like, Dougie, Tom Delbocaro represents. And so we'll see. But it's a pick two primary, and we have Prop 14 that's passed. So it could be.
What does it mean, a pick two primary?
It means, okay, so you pick one person, and it's the top.
Is it a lottery ticket?
No. It's you pick one person to vote. You can't pick more than one person. Your ballot's not, it'll be thrown out. And then the top two vote getters go into the fall election. And that's, you could end up with two Democrats, two Republicans, or a Republican and a Democrat. Most likely you're going to have two Democrats going in. So if you are on the side that I am, which is a Republican, it's so important, even though the presidential stuff has already settled itself for the most part, to go out and vote because, you know, you need to, if you want to have that representation in the fall, you want to get out and do it.
Yeah. Can I ask quickly what the Prop 14 thing is?
Yeah, Prop 14 makes it that instead of picking one instead of having the top Democratic vote getter and the top Republican vote getter going up against each other in the fall, it's the top two, the top two highest vote getters will go up against each other, which means two Democrats could go to Republicans.
Just whoever
Republicans
gets the most votes, right?
Right, the top two. Yeah. Highest vote getters.
Right. So is Bernie Sanders doing himself a favor or a disservice by saying, I'm not going to bow out, I'm going to the Democratic convention, I'm going to take the fight all the way, there have been a lot of circumstances in which I've been screwed, and he has, frankly. Again, back to the general discussion and debate about how we as citizens continue to get rolled over by the party system. How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to change it? How are we going to make it so that your vote actually counts, which it doesn't now? The parties control it, delegates and all that other crap. I think it's time that we really call attention to this, but I may be I'm sure I'm not the only one who's talking about this, but I focus on it every time we talk about something that has to do with voting, because it's just not right. It shouldn't be a fight over delegates. It should be every person gets judged on how many votes he or she has, period. Not winning a state. How many total votes do you have across the country if you want to be president?
Yep, agreed.
By the way, you know what surprised me is Jerry Brown not running for the Senate, because he could have gotten another 6 years out of, he's done as governor after this term.
Right.
He could easily.
People are saying he might be Hillary's vice presidential choice. I just think he's an older guy. You know, that would be rough.
Yeah, there's too many. No, I don't think so. I don't see that. She's going to likely carry California anyway, unless Bernie
Sanders
really
screws
it.
It's very close.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's really close right now if you look at all the polling.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is just the sort of thing. One quick mention I wanted to do about something else. The prosecutor, last week, it seemed that the parents of that boy who fell into the gorilla exhibit were off the hook. Apparently not so fast. There were those who thought, well, it's a black family, they're not going to get charged, yada, yada, yada. And now there are people who are saying the prosecutor in Cincinnati has decided, he said no, and then there's been a lot of pressure on him to change his mind because it did seem so irresponsible. I don't know what comes of it under the circumstances, whether you're black or white, but I'm hoping. I worked in Cincinnati for a couple of years on WCKY there. It wasn't my favorite place to be, and there's a lot of racist stuff in that city. But anyway, let's see how it shakes out. The story's not over yet, though. That's the point. 21 after the hour.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Past the hour, the musical portion of the hour. I recognize this song. Crank this up, Jerry. Jennifer. Yeah, don't I like this?
Yeah, you love this. They're brilliant.
All right. Let's do this song. This is what I remember about it is a very optimistic song. A love song.
Right.
Yes. All right, so what's the story today about Zara Bareilles?
Yeah, performing at the Hollywood Bowl this weekend. It was huge. Oh, my gosh. My social media feed was blowing up with people
in
that
the
I knew
heat,
that
I, people go there in that heat?
It was night. It was nighttime, but yes, it was still really warm. And they were playing tribute to The Little Mermaid at the Hollywood Bowl. They had all the songs from the movie, and I mean, it was just so popular. I can't even. You don't think that something like that would like rock people's socks off, but man, people were like going bananas for The Little Mermaid.
Watch out! It's obviously a cultural item that's important. But I just like this song, regardless of all that, is so optimistic. It's so much fun. Kara, crank it up.
Will you
first? Ever wanted to write a love song? Somebody you love somebody so much that you wanted to put it to music?
I have not.
No.
Thinking about this, like,
Okay.
Well, you know, Doug, if you love Sara Bareilles, she is killing it on Broadway right now. She wrote all the music for the new musical Waitress, based on the movie that Nathan Fillion and Keri Russell did.
Oh. All right, and speaking of that, by the way, you thought it was hard to get Hamilton tickets. Cost of tickets have more than doubled. The starting price is $1,592 to get a ticket from StubHub to see Hamilton. The Hollywood Reporter said the creator and the star, Lin-Manuel Miranda, was leaving the production on July 9th. People see they want to see him before the ticket, before the reality of his disappearing takes place. I'm going to guess this could be a way for him jacking up the contract price.
I actually think that it's in the theater world, his contract is up, and I think that that's going to be it. I don't know that he's really going to do more. Yeah. We were at a charity event last night, and they had two Hamilton tickets that were donated in the orchestra, and they went for $2,600 for the pair for a matinee. Yeah.
Good Lord. All right, what do we have playing here, Kara?
Some Taylor Swift singing about Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet.
Really?
Wow. Nice pull, Kara. Nice pull.
Yeah, very good.
Well, story of William Shakespeare surfacing, his comedies, his histories, his tragedies, the controversy about whether he really wrote them or not, I don't really have a doubt in my mind that Shakespeare wrote the plays and the books. Actually, there's some interesting books written
about
it.
Good thing that my mom's going to let you live. She hates these rumors.
Well, I think my daughter probably does as well. If you love great literature, you can't get enough Shakespeare. I was watching an old Western that starred Henry Fonda and who else? Victor Mature was in it. It was the story of the O.K. Corral. But they had, as part of the subplot, this is the actor who played the English thespian who had visited Tucson, was the guy who played the original Sherlock Holmes. And it was just so funny to hear him reciting Shakespeare on top of a bar in a saloon. It just seems so out of place. But yet, anyway, the point is that for the ages, the plays, the stories, the times that you spend thinking about Shakespeare, how important Shakespeare has been to the cultural realities of the world, whether you understand all the writing or you don't. There's an interesting new book out by a professor at Princeton about the emotional power of Shakespeare's writing, which I saw a bit of this weekend and thought it was worth pointing out. So I did, and have 28 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Bob Garrigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act was passed by Congress 25 years ago to eliminate unwanted marketing phone calls. The law has helped cut down on unsolicited calls, but it's also been used for questionable lawsuits, too. For example, one law firm sued an NFL football team that offered to send its fans updates about the team if they wanted them. The team promised to send only 5 text messages a week, but it was sued after sending 6 texts one week and 7 another week. That case was worth $3 million. Now, some lawyers are being accused of trying to get big awards like that by using underhanded tactics to find new clients. One law firm has allegedly obtained the names and phone numbers of people who use a cell phone app that blocks unwanted calls and is calling them about potential lawsuits. Let's be fair, it's more than a little ironic that a law firm that files lawsuits over unwanted phone calls is itself accused of pestering these app users with more unsolicited calls. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protected.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Is that reputation that we have on the Good Day program as we present to you clear, concise ideas about which you can discuss, you can have your way with your opinions. What's happening at Twitter? Twitter at Good Day Show. Kara's here, Victoria's here, Jennifer's here, by the way. All right, so Victoria, what's happening at Twitter?
Well, it is D-Day. Today is the 72nd anniversary of the day the Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy, and that has taken over Twitter with remembrances and tributes.
Really? Huh. And what sort of things? Member, family members or experiential memories, that sort of thing?
Yep, lots of old pictures, a lot of archive pictures, and I retweeted one of a really cool picture of our troops in the plane on the way.
Okay. Good. All right. I remember being involved in something. What you said the 72nd today is the 72nd anniversary?
72nd, yes.
I remember 22 years ago, I was involved. So that would be, what, 1994. I was involved in a governmental trip to go, and I forget even where we were going, but I know we couldn't get a plane because all the planes were being used to go to D-Day. That I do remember, frankly. We were talking about the heat in the West. Jennifer said it was very hot in Southern California
very
yesterday.
Hot.
Arizona breaking records, 114, 115 degrees there. The tropical storm called Colin, depending on your point of view, picking up speed today on its way to Florida. Rains, you saw the flooding in Texas last week. I'm looking at a picture of the flooding in Europe over the weekend, the end of last week and through the weekend. My God, everywhere, it's like torrential downpours. Is it global warming? As always, nobody tells the stories anymore about what's happening, the heroism, saving the dog, saving these people from the rooftop of their houses. No, it always gets clouded, if you'll pardon the pun, with the discussion of global warming. Could it be that we just have we have stories to tell? And some of the stories are great, even though there's a really sad reality to a lot of people losing their homes and that sort of thing. Same thing could be said, I guess, in California, Jennifer, where about 5,000 people were displaced by the firestorms over the weekend.
That's right. In Calabasas, there was another fire in Temecula. It was just burning up all over the place here.
Yeah. Well, it's either burning up or we have floods. Is somebody coming to get us? Is the end of the world in sight?
I'm expecting the locust tomorrow. So
really? Or mosquitoes, one of the
right, other. And then the right. Frogs.
Yeah, right, exactly. The Panama Papers. I just like talking about taxes because no matter what your age, there's something to be said about taxes, how you pay your taxes, how much you pay in taxes. So the New York Times had an examination over the weekend. Remember the law firm Mossack Fonseca? They were the ones that have held the bank accounts of people from all over the world. Apparently there are a couple thousand United States-based clients. So people were waiting for this. Okay, who can we find? Let's go get them. What American clients are there? And how are they screwing the government? What can we... And there are apparently some. Who have, but I noticed it was interesting. I can't find a list. There's talk of people who live in the United States evading the tax laws, financial disclosure laws, but I don't see any lists of names. Anybody see any names anywhere? Am I missing? The New York Times story did not have any names.
Yeah.
It just says, we've got 2,400 bad Americans who are screwing the system. Hello.
Now, are they not allowed to name names because of libel or something like that?
Probably, because they aren't sure really that they're guilty of what they're charged with, so they leave themselves wide open. I find it interesting that we have so much discussion. Jennifer was talking earlier about how she had decided to vote for the Senate candidate in California, for which she will be able to vote tomorrow, and it becomes a tax issue. The same sort of thing that Jennifer and I have many of the same beliefs on things like this, because the tax system is so bad. It is so flawed. It is so unfair. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for the people who pay them. It doesn't work for the recipients, people who don't pay taxes, who get away with not paying taxes because the system is full of holes. Some of them are deliberate holes. Some of them are not deliberate holes. But I was dusting off some old books as I'm putting more and more things away in my new house, trying to keep up with the person in my life who thinks I better hurry up and clean up my... Let's get things put away. Let's clean up the house. So I found three books that I found interesting, and I thought you'd get a kick out of just the titles. The Great Book of Tax Breaks. This is a book that was produced. I first read this because this was produced in 2000. I remember having a lot of people on the air with me over the years who were all about how to avoid taxes and stuff until I finally wised up. I mean, I have a wonderful accountant. I've had him for 34 years. How could you go wrong with an accountant whose name is Books, right?
That's right. You can.
Stuart Books.
That's his real name?
He keeps the books. His real name is Stuart Books. Yes.
I love it.
And my tax return is like a telephone book. at the end of the year when we send the tax report in, it has every question that could be asked answered, which is the best way to do it. Now, is it expensive to do? Yeah. But it gives me peace of mind. Before that, I used to read all of these books and try to figure out, all right, what deductions am I going to forget? What loopholes can I do? Remember, I've got a home office, medical deductions. Sometimes the old tax returns are wrong. You can amend them. Sales taxes, can I deduct those sorts of things? Real estate taxes, what do I do with them? I don't worry about any of that stuff now, but that's me. Many of you may not be wise, and so you lose, and this is sort of the reason I'm bringing this up, that people who have grown up expecting to not even question. I have this conversation with my children all the time. They don't question the system. They just have accepted. They've grown up with it. And this is what bothers me, because no matter what the issue, there always should be people questioning it. Oh, well, taxes, we just have to pay them. We know that. Yeah, I guess you do have to pay some taxes in order to keep the legitimate part of government performing what its duties are. But for God's sakes, just to give in and pay whatever somebody says without question, I know that I have somebody in my life who pays taxes just so she doesn't get the scrutiny of it, which I just think is wrong. It just isn't. There are lots of things. That's why I say to everybody, have a small business. Have a garage business, a cellar business, something like that. It's very helpful and very legitimate, very legal. Make a little bit of extra money in the side. You can charge off an office in your house, a room in the house that that you're using for your business, all that sort of thing. You may owe money to the IRS, but you have the right to claim certain charitable deductions, business deductions. I found in years, I've never really worked well for anybody else. I work better for myself, and I understood that a long time ago. So I've had businesses of my own since I got out of college. There's never been a time in my life I didn't have some kind of a business going.
That's very Scorpio of you.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I am an independent Scorpio. Yeah. And I've found that many times you can find things that are legitimate that are better than getting a raise. But if you don't question, if you don't ask, if you don't know, then you're kind of playing into the system, which is abusive. You're abusing yourself if you stay within the system and don't question what it is that you can do. The penalties, IRAs, there's a game. You know, some of that stuff is good, some of it isn't. There are benefits for having children, all these sorts of things.
That's a good piece of advice. Just have a lot of kids, and then you don't have to pay so many taxes.
Well, and the other side of that is, and we all know, especially in Massachusetts, and I get back to Bill Weld and Bill Clinton, when Bill Weld became governor of Massachusetts, there was a real tax problem. There was a lot of money coming in, but there were just more money going out than coming in. So he analyzed it. Biggest problem the state had was people, just as you said, Jennifer, abusing the tax system. One of the local talk hosts did an examination, found a woman who had 16 children.
Oh.
And every time, and they were all by different fathers for the most part, and she would have a baby so she could get more money from the state welfare system. So Bill Weld choked that off, stopped it dead. And Clinton borrowed it and made it federal policy through the legislative process. But there were all kinds. There used to be. I remember when I was a kid, there were unbelievable abuses. And that's the kind of stuff that we who pay taxes resent. And we ought to resent it. And so when this whole thing in Switzerland came up over the weekend, the vote on whether everybody in the country ought to get a guaranteed $2,400 a year or a month or whatever it was. I think it was a month, wasn't it? $2,400
a month. $2,400
a month. $600 for every kid, no matter what age. So everybody would get money for doing nothing. And it was voted down, thank heavens. But the same thing has been proposed in all the Scandinavian countries because they're very socialistic. And we want to take care of people. But where do you think the money's going to come from? It's going to come. If you don't have people paying taxes, then businesses have to pay taxes. And the more taxes you require businesses to pay, the less likely they are to stay where they are.
Right.
I mean, we've seen that in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So it just is the sort of things to think about. I'm running two or three things together here, but I think hopefully there's some food for thought here that makes you think, okay, This all makes a lot of sense. Be smart about your taxes. There are still viable offshore trusts that are legal, and that's, you know, all of this stuff, the news media, to circle back around the Panama Papers and what people are saying or thinking about them, it makes no difference. They are legal, and that's why nobody's name is, it just looks bad, because the government is trying to collect as much so they can waste as much of your money as possible, and it's time it came to a stop. And so I don't have one of these myself, but I would if I thought it was necessary, because it is legal, and I resent paying money that gets wasted to the tune that gets wasted in our country, frankly. So you can say what you want. I'm just telling you what my view on taxes are. You pay what you have to, and you legitimately claim as many deductions. That's why you ought to have a family business. All of those good things come into play here. But to expect you're going to find something, the Panama Papers is a news media ruse. That's all it is, because they can't get anything on these people, because this legal firm, Mossack Fonseca, knows what the laws are, and they haven't violated them, and they haven't been able to violate. You know, they look at all these other people, and it doesn't look good when people are stashing money offshore, but hello, instead of looking at that, why don't you look at the tax situation in your own country and find why
what's
these
driving
people,
them. Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, right.
That's all. This was created to fill a void, to take care of a need that people have of just being fed up with the system. It's 47 past the hour here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
That's negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the
bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
The
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Listen to that. I recognize that theme. The theme from Ocean's 11. Great flick. All right, so there was Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, George Clooney and Brad Pitt and all the...
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon was there and...
Andy Garcia.
Yep, Garcia was in it, the bad guy sort of.
The reason we start off with that clip is because news broke this weekend that the actress Cate Blanchett is in talks to head an all-female reboot of Ocean's 11. Sandra Bullock reportedly is on board, and according to reports, producers will approach or have approached Jennifer Lawrence also about being part of this project. So do you think this is a new trend? I mean, we got the female cast Ghostbusters movie. They're talking about now that they're going to do a all-female Ocean's 11 film. Do you think this is a trend that Hollywood's going to embrace?
Why not?
I think it's a cool idea. Have an issue with it.
That's a good idea.
The cool part for these actresses is they're going to make a nice paycheck, especially if these become franchise properties.
Yeah.
Which they should.
And the whole business about women being inherently less aggressive than men, that sort of plays into the old way that women were perceived. Now we have more of a focus on the sort of Amazonian, without it being necessarily just physical, but the equality that's here. And some of these roles could be well played by women as well as men. Why not? Have a little fun with it. Speaking of Jennifer...
Actress,
yeah. Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence, there's some controversy about her, and we'll talk about it in a moment. Here, Chuck Curry is with us on Movie Moments on Good Day. Box office totals coming up as well.
In the know, I'm Brian Usach. Investors have been setting their sights on home flipping and buying rental properties, especially here in California. John Warren is founder and CEO of Lima One Capital, which just expanded to the state.
Now is the perfect time in California for real estate investors to make great returns on their flips and their rental properties. With home prices and rents increasing across California, house flippers and landlords, they can leverage their capital with a trusted and proven lender like Lima One Capital to take advantage of these great opportunities.
Warren says Lima One Capital is filling a void in the real estate marketplace.
Lima One Capital is the nation's first one-stop shop for residential real estate investors, with loans tailored for our home flippers and landlords. Our 13-month fix and flip loan finances 90% of the flip's purchase and construction costs, and our rental 30 loan is a 30-year fully amortizing loan for a landlord who wants to purchase, refi, or cash out of a rental property.
For more, visit LimaOneCapital.com. Now you're in the know.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, Chuck, let's have, before we get into the Jennifer Lawrence controversy, the box office totals from the weekend. Any surprises?
No real surprises, but again, I think another down week at the box office overall. The Michael Bay-produced Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 opened number one, but a so-so $35 million in business. The original did over $65 million in its opening frame. X-Men Apocalypse came in second, dropping a pretty steep 66% in ticket sales week to week, $22 million, $116 million, 2 days of release. Me Before You, a movie based on a romantic novel starring Game of Thrones' Emily Clark, actually performed pretty well, 18.2. That's a solid opening for a film that had a budget of $20 million. Angry Birds placed fourth, 9.7, $86 million in 3 weeks. And Captain America Civil War rounded out the top five, $7.5 million, a very solid $389 million in 5 weeks of release. Pretty good overall numbers. Film's done over $1 billion.
I went to see Money Magnet.
But I would say there is concern in a chink in the armor with the superhero films, because X-Men Apocalypse is just 116 in 10 days is a pretty weak number for 20th Century Fox.
And they pulled all of the posters showing the Jennifer Lawrence character being strangled by the bad guy. There was a lot of backlash on that, and I'm betting that's one of the reasons, because Jennifer Lawrence is so almost apple pie, to see her that way would have a negative impact on the people that might want to see the movie, Chuck.
I don't know about that. I mean, to me, in all seriousness, having a villain, try to hurt a good guy in a superhero movie, I don't really get the backlash. I really don't, but, you know, whatever.
Apparently. All right, so I went to see Money Magnet with George Clooney and Julia
Money
Roberts.
Money Monster,
that too.
Yeah.
It was an interesting, actually, movie. It was a little different than I thought it was going to be, and it held our interest.
It has entertainment value. I'd give it a 6 out of 10. It's definitely a decent one.
I might give it a 7. All right, so there it is, Chuck Curry arguing with me about where a movie stands. That's good. 59 after on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.